2023 Cleveland Guardians spring training coverage, as we are joined by outfielder Stephen Kwan, coming off a sensational rookie season last year. And Stephen, why don't we just go ahead and start right there, man? What are your overall thoughts on how last year played out for you, taking the league by storm, just a game away from the American League Championship Series? What was that whirlwind like in your first big league season?
Yeah, I mean, that exceeded any kind of expectation that that I had of what I thought last year would be. My idea was I was going to just, you know, maybe get a pinch hit off the bench, just kind of contribute, make a defensive sub in at the end. But for me, it exceeded every expectation. And then obviously getting to the playoffs with the group that we had, I know people might say that they don't believe what I'm saying, but I saw the talent that we had in the spring, and I thought we actually had a chance to do something special. So not too much of a shock there, but overall, as a year, it was definitely crazy.
Now, I do want to ask you one non-baseball related question. As I read a Cleveland.com article about you, just kind of what you did during the offseason. I know you were in Chicago in that apartment playing some video games, according to the article. And I guess I should have asked some of these other young guys this. Do you realize that you're in a video game now in MLB The Show? Do you think about that? Do you play that? Or do you play as your character at all? Do you have any thoughts on that at all?
No, I think that's super cool. I actually bought every MLB The Show game from 2006 until 2018. So I obviously love the game and everything it has to offer. Played every aspect of it, franchise, season, road of the show. No, I definitely don't take that lightly. We just did a head scan the other day, and I think 10-year-old Steven would be just gushing at the thought of me being in a video game. It's funny, though, because last year they didn't do the head scan. So
no, it was awful.
Yeah, so I did it I got a stock picture, and I had buddies taking pictures of it, and they're like, I can't believe they butchered you like this, man. Like, you're going to let this happen? I'm like, I have no control over that. So I definitely don't take it lightly. I think it's super cool. I do not play anymore because the thought of playing a video game of my job makes me want to puke.
Yeah.
But my 10-year-old Steven is definitely exploding inside.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And I'm glad you let me in on that face scan. I thought they did you so dirty with that last year. I mean, I guess, yeah they did just they were too late to that. But that's all good. That's all good. So, Stephen, as you get ready for year two, man, do you expect some big adjustments for opposing pitchers now that the league kind of, you know, they know about you, a little more familiar with your game? Do you expect big adjustments from other guys on the mound?
I don't know about big adjustments. I think I understood the plan that they were coming in with last year. I'm sure there will be adjustments. But, I mean, we got such a great staff, great hitting department that – we'll talk it over and figure it out. But, I mean, unfortunately, I know my weaknesses, and they know the same thing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's kind of the give and pull of baseball. If you can cover that area, you do. And if you don't, then you don't. But, again, that's baseball, and excited for that kind of cat-and-mouse game that's going to be coming up.
With so many of these other young guys kind of coming up through the system with you, a lot of other guys making their big league debut with the Guardians last year, does that add to the experience or help you maybe feel a bit more comfortable in Cleveland knowing that you got some minor league teammates along for the ride with you?
100%. 100%. I admit, in the beginning of the year, it was kind of lonely. I obviously had Lavacita and Pilkington with me, but not a lot of the guys that I grinded through the minor leagues with. I would text them a lot, just kind of checking in, seeing how they're doing. But as they slowly kind of trickled up, I mean, it felt like we were just back to playing ball with the boys. And I think that helped them as well, just kind of seeing around and not being too intimidated, not having to walk on pins and needles. At the end of the day, it's the same game. We just kind of build up all these pressures and these ideas. So if you can kind of have a really comfortable environment, I think that translates to success on the field.
Obviously, you bring home the gold glove last year. How much pride is there in that outfield, and Miles Straw taking home one as well? How much pride is there in that outfield with the defensive effort and hustle that you guys bring in a nightly basis?
Yeah, a huge amount of pride with that. We always say defense never slumps, so even if you have a bad day at the plate, you can go out and make a play. And, I mean, our pitchers are busting their butts to ball out and do what they do, so the fact that we can kind of back them up and make their job a little easier, I think everybody gets a lot happier from that. But it definitely is a big source of pride. We work on it a good amount. We kind of talk smack to each other too, and there's a little competition out there, but I think there's comfort when I look to my left and Miles look to my right, and we kind of have that. I mean, and Oscar in right field, we have that kind of we have that idea that nothing's going to fall out there, and we have that pride with that.
Nothing gets by Stephen Kwan, Miles Straw, and SpongeBob SquarePants. That's for sure. So,
yeah.
Stephen, as you get ready for the 2023 campaign, do you have a main goal, main objective, I guess, in mind throughout the course of spring training, something that you really want to work on, again, as you get geared up for 2023?
Yeah, these rule changes are going to definitely be interesting. Really interested to dive into that. We've kind of briefly touched on the gamesmanship that's going to come from that, managing how, like, if they pick off once, what kind of avenues does that open up? If they're going to sidestep, what are we going to do? That'll be really interesting to dive into. Obviously, that kind of play style falls right into Cleveland Guardians baseball. So I think if we can kind of take advantage of that and really lead the league in understanding that dynamic, I think we're going to be in a really good spot. But that's a really cool area to really dive into and see what comes from it.
Steven, last one for you that I got before I let you go. Something Tito said at the end of last season, he really wants you guys to build off of the success that you guys had last year, not get complacent with it, and really take another step forward this season. In your mind, what's kind of the key or the secret to getting you guys to again, build off it like Tito wants you to, kind of refuel yourself, re-hunger yourself here in 2023?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think obviously on paper you want to tell everybody, have that chip on your shoulder. We're still hungry. We still got to go out and get what's ours. It's easy to say that, but I think it's the culture that's going to keep that together. I think it's the older guys that are going to keep everybody accountable, and maybe if somebody's dogging it, you get on them and say, hey, we're trying to do something special here.
Mm-hmm.
I think we do a really good job of not having guys with huge egos and huge pride. I think that's going to be what's going to be a downfall, is if we kind of get complacent and we're like, okay, well, we had a good year last year, so whatever, I don't care about this year if I'm doing badly. Just trying to stay on each other, have good culture, love our brothers, and then I think if we can continue that camaraderie, I think we'll be in a good spot going into this year.
Fantastic. Well, Steven, I really appreciate the thoughtful responses, man. Best of luck to you here in 2023. Wishing nothing but success and health for you, man, and looking forward to another fun summer down there at the ballpark.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks for having me.